President Bush is in South Africa, where he says the United States will take part in efforts to end Liberia's civil war. Mr. Bush says he has still not decided whether to send U.S. troops to Liberia. With a U.S. assessment team on the ground in Liberia, President Bush says the most important thing now is for Liberian President Charles Taylor to step down, in keeping with a regionally brokered ceasefire.
In Liberia, the United States strongly supports the ceasefire agreement signed last month. President Taylor needs to leave Liberia so that his country can be spared further grief and bloodshed.
Many African leaders want Mr. Bush to send U.S. troops to take part in a planned regional peacekeeping force. He says he's waiting to hear from the U.S. assessment team before making that decision. If he does send those troops, Mr. Bush says it will not overextend the U.S. military, which is currently involved in operations from Afghanistan to Iraq to Kosovo. Mr. Bush discussed the issue Tuesday in Senegal with Ghanaian President John Kufuor, who heads the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. He says he told the Ghanaian leader that the United States will take part in the peacekeeping process and is now determining the extent of that participation.
I assured him the United States will work closely with ECOWAS and the United Nations to maintain the ceasefire and to enable a peaceful transfer of power.
Mr. Bush spoke with reporters following a meeting with South African President Thabo Mbeki, who said he appreciates the U.S. leader's commitment to supporting regional efforts to end Liberia's civil war.
The U.S. will cooperate with the African troops that would go there. So we're not saying that this is a burden that just falls on the United States. It really ought to principally fall on us as Africans. Of course, we need a lot of support, logistics-wise and so on, to be able to do that, but the will is there.
South Africa is the second stop on the president's five-nation tour. He'll visit Botswana Thursday before traveling to Uganda and Nigeria. Scott Stearns, VOA News, with the president in Pretoria.